Blog Talk Radio.
From deepest, darkest Africa, across the polar ice cap, spanning the jungles of South America, without a compass, without a map, Blog Talk Radio and Wildlife Educational Services presents Larry Batson's Wild World. Discover the wonders of the natural world with nationally known wildlife educator Larry Batson as we visit his wild world.
Well, hello everyone from the remote jungles of Clinton Falls, Indiana. This is Larry Batson, and you are listening to Larry Batson's Wild World and its magical network we call Blog Talk Radio, and we've got a fantastic show planned tonight. It is mashed potato time, as we're going to talk to a singing sensation from the 60s. D.D. Sharp will be joining us in just a little bit, and we're anticipating a great show, so I hope everyone can hang around for the full hour as we are enjoying a little bit cooler weather here in western Indiana, a little bit of rain, and then 103, 4, and 5-degree temperatures we've been experiencing for the last week, we hopefully is over for a while. As always, handling the technical responsibilities, our studio producer, Melissa Hovey, technical engineer, Wayne Larson, music done so well by Scott Carney, and from the massive Wild World News studios in Indianapolis, Indiana, the distinguished, honorable, and always on time, and sometimes humble, Dr. Henry Day. Good evening, Doctor.
Sometimes humble, that's right. Well, good evening, Mr. Batson. Well, after 45 days of no rain, we finally got a sprinkle tonight.
We got a torrential downpour here. We actually have puddles. So you only got a sprinkle?
Yeah, we just got a little bit tonight, but we'll take whatever we can get.
Absolutely. So we're in, the garden is doing great. The animals are going, man, I'm glad this little hot spell is over with for a while. But I was watching the television there, and they're telling us it's going to get hot again. So we've got that to look forward to.
Yep.
The following portion of Larry Batson's Wild World is brought to you by Alphabet Swamp, the new children's book by Cheryl and Larry Batson. Order your autographed copy today at www.larrytheanimalguy.com. Or send check or money order for $10 per copy to Sharpen Your Pencils, WES 4140 North, 600 West, Greencastle, Indiana, 46135. Shipping and handling is included.
It's now time from his broadcasting mecca in Indianapolis, Indiana, the distinguished Dr. Henry Day with the Wild World News.
Good evening. This is Dr. Henry Day with the Wild World News for July 19th. Already it's July 19th.
Wow.
Well, let's start the news out in San Francisco tonight. After a two-year effort spurred by an increase in accidents, federal maritime officials have approved a plan to protect whales in and around the San Francisco Bay Area. Now, this is a big deal. It includes rerouting shipping traffic and establishing better ways to track whale locations.
We've talked about that before. There's several areas that have started to do that.
Yeah, and that's a big thing, and it's a great idea.
Yes, it is. Good for them.
All right, now here's something you don't want to hear.
Uh-oh.
We've got crabs, Honolulu, Hawaii. Tiny crabs are blanketing some Windward and South Shore Oahu beaches. Now, Waikiki Aquarium Director says that it's not clear why the, now listen to this name, the 7-Eleven crabs are washing up. Now, there have been similar reports of crabs in the larval stage appearing on the Caribbean beaches.
Yeah.
Now, the native crab is about an inch long in the larval stage and can grow to about 6 inches.
Oh.
So if you're heading off to Hawaii,
watch out.
Medication.
Yeah, I guess you should.
All right. Now, here's kind of, this is a sad story. Marine biologists and veterinarians say that the bodies of 512 penguins have washed up on the beaches in southern Brazil over the past week.
Oh.
Now, they're not sure what's going on, but they say the penguins appear to be well-fed, unhurt, and, you know, without any oil means anything. They don't know what's happening with the penguins. And here recently, we saw a show on Navy sonar that was affecting whales and other animals in the ocean. So let's hope that that's not the problem, because, you know, the Navy, they're not going to back down.
That's right.
But anyway, we'll try to keep you abreast of the story, and as soon as we hear something, we'll let you know.
Yeah, keep your staff on that.
All right, now we need a little help from our listeners in God's country.
Oh, Colorado.
We're heading out to Colorado, Woodland Park. Now, emergency notifications have gone out to residents in three subdivisions to be wary of a missing 6-foot, 25-pound lizard. Yeah, now the Nile Monitor, named Dino, broke through his mesh lease on Monday. Now, his owner says that the lizard won't eat any animal bigger than a prairie dog.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, that's comforting, isn't it?
That's very comforting. That's about the same size as a chihuahua.
Exactly.
Those are from Africa, by the way, and they're something else. You know, they actually steal eggs from Nile crocodiles, so that tells you that they're tough little customers.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
All right, Monroe, Washington, don't fence me out. A bobcat that suffered razor wire cuts breaking into a prison is going to be okay.
Oh, well, I heard that.
Yeah, now the animal was stitched up at a veterinary hospital and is going to be just fine.
Well.
Yeah, you don't want to break in.
No, that doesn't happen very often, does it?
No, obviously there was some food that had made it through the fence, or he probably wouldn't have been in there.
No.
All right, we'll say a little prayer for you, Cleveland, Ohio. A bug specialist is organizing a praying mantis collection from coast to coast to kick off a groundbreaking research project. Now, the collection is coming from museums all across the country.
Well, that's fantastic. I always love praying mantis.
Yes, they're a pretty interesting creature. And you know that we didn't really have praying mantises here in the United States until the 40s. They were imported from China to fight crop infestations. Since their delivery here, they have gone coast to coast.
That's interesting.
All right.
Thanks,
Dr.
Day.
It's safe to go back to the Whiting Ranch Wilderness Park in Santa Ana Mountains. Game wardens have captured the mountain lion over this last weekend. He was prowling the area there. The Fish and Wildlife spokesperson says that the 100-pound male was trapped on Tuesday.
There are no other mountain lions there?
Yes, they are, but this one seemed to be prowling the special area there in the park, and so he had to be removed. The other ones are there, they just don't show themselves.
Oh, I see. He was getting a little bit too close to people, I assume.
That's right.
Why don't they move the people out of there?
That makes the most sense. Yeah, I was there first.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we've got a new baby in Maryland. Sparrow, a female Adra Grizel, born at the Maryland Zoo, is on exhibit with the rest of the herd now. Now, the Adra Grizel is the largest and tallest of the Grizels. And due to poaching and overhunting for horns in the meat, the species is almost extinct.
And they're African.
So whenever we get a new baby, we're excited about it.
We are excited. How about you? Is there a new baby in your future, Dr. Day?
Well, let me think. Now, all the tadpoles you gave me have turned into frogs. So, yeah, I think I'm safe.
Okay.
All right, now here's a great idea. We've talked about this before. But it might be cheaper for crossing guards. Tucson, Arizona. The price for three wildlife crossings in southern Arizona has jumped up in price by $3 million, leaving officials unsure whether they can follow through with the original plan. Now, the crossings were meant to provide a pathway for deer and other animals to safely travel between the mountain ranges there. They had estimated $11 million originally, and it's going to cost a little bit more, but it's for a good cause.
Absolutely. I imagine the auto body business isn't very happy in that part of the country, but
yeah, exactly. All right, a big thank you goes out to our friends in Maine. The state-run Maine Wildlife Park is home to 30 different species, but is seeking a lot more humans now. Officials count 45,000 plus visitors so far this year, 20% increase over last year.
Oh,
now, why is this a good thing? Well, the park is a permanent home for injured, orphaned, or abandoned animals, including bald eagles, black bears, bobcats, and moose.
Well, good for them. And where are they at again?
We thank you. They're in Gray, Maine.
Oh, that's great.
Taking care of the animals.
Yes, sir.
All right, we want to send a little prayer out tonight to the family of Maria Hawkins Cole, a widow of jazz crooner Nat King Cole and the mother of Natalie Cole. She passed away this last week in Boca Raton, Florida. She was 89 years old. She had quite a life before she met Nat. She traveled with the Mills Brothers. She performed and started, after her husband died in 1965, the Cole Cancer Foundation.
Well, that's good, good, good.
Well, so a little prayer goes out to her family.
Absolutely.
And now, for the fact of the day.
Uh-oh.
You ever ate a jellyfish?
No.
I can't say that I have either. Well, listen to this.
Okay.
Jellyfish are considered a delicacy by many cultures, as we know. Now, after they've been dried and desalted, they reportedly are not only delicious, but low in fat, calories, and salt, and rich in nutrients.
Hmm.
So after the show tonight, let's go get some jellyfish.
Does the McDonald's have those?
Not the one on my side of town, but we'll check. Anyway, that's the Wild World News for July 19th.
Well, once again, a great job done by Dr. Henry Day and his staff in Indianapolis, Indiana. We always appreciate the efforts he goes to presenting the Wild World News each week. Very educational and enlightening, as always. We want to tell everyone to check out my website, LarryTheAnimalGuy.com, and our Facebook page, Larry the Animal Guy and Friends, filled with photos and information about our animal family. Also, RadioMom.fm, in the home of the Radio Mom Shop, where you can save 50, 60, 70%. On vacations, restaurants, and a variety of other goods and services. And hey, why not listen to my show, The 70s on Sunday, 12 to 7 each Sunday at RadioMom.fm. Also, McGregor Mountain Lodge in beautiful Estes Park, Colorado, on the boundaries of Rocky Mountain National Park. We call it God's Country. Go to their website, info@McGregorMountainLodge.com. Those are a few of our underwriters that make it possible for Larry Batson's Wild World to be on Blog Talk Radio.
Call me again!
sounds of Dee Dee Sharp on the show
tonight.
Never let it go. Won't you found it? Never, never let it.
Sounds of D.D. Sharp. I spoke too soon. That gave me cold chills, D.D. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanking you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We're so delighted. I know Dr. Day was all excited when he heard that you were going to be on. And
Looking forward to this evening.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Brent, hearing those songs again, brings back a lot of memories. I mean, funny memories.
Well,
as a matter of fact, I played piano on Ooh Child.
That song's great.
It was wonderful. They decided that I needed to stretch my wings and play for myself, which I do play piano and organ.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fun. It was really fun. A lot of fun.
It sounded like everybody was having a good time in those sessions.
Oh, yeah. We were. We were laughing it up. We were laughing it up. Most of the time they were laughing because I have such a deep voice.
Mm-hmm.
And my singing voice is much higher, but I do have a deep speaking voice.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to tease me. Because, and oft times when I talk on the telephone, somebody, and they don't know me, they think I'm a man. And it's, I talk to my husband's nurse, his doctor called, and
mm-hmm.
he wanted to speak with me. And I said, this is she. And he said, Mrs. Witherspoon? I said, yes. He said, are you Mr. Witherspoon? I said, no. I can assure you that I am a woman. I mean, they think I'm a man. I don't understand it. But we did have a lot of fun at those sessions. Really a lot of fun.
When did you start singing? Was it at church?
Oh, yeah. I was fortunate enough to play piano and organ. For my
mm-hmm.
grandfather's church. My grandfather had Eternal Baptist, and when he passed, our church merged with another church, and it became Third Eternal Baptist. But
mm-hmm.
I played piano from the time I was about 10 until I turned 16. I studied classical piano from the time I was 9 until I was about 21. That was my grandfather's wish, and I fulfilled it. I did what he asked me to do.
Well, and once you learn the classical music, everything else probably seems like a breeze.
Yeah, it does. It really does. But my grandfather was a stickler for learning things from the bottom up. That's what he believed. You know, the old-fashioned way, and I sort of gravitated to that. And I liked it. I found that I liked it. But I didn't like playing classics. I hated that. But actually, when I got into the rhythm and blues field, it was a different story. But when I played the church songs, That was fun, too, because I used to rearrange everything. I mean, nobody sang hymns like we did.
Oh, I can imagine.
Oh, my God, it was so much fun.
That was rocked
out. That was great. Oh, it was great. I mean, the church service was happening.
Oh,
that was funny.
People have no idea. They rock out. I mean, it's like...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. In the Baptist church, oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. They do rock out. But
and
we had, I mean, I thought it was fun.
It's such
joy,
too.
It was fun
too.
As far as I was concerned.
Oh, yes. I mean, gosh, that's... I've been to a couple of those services, and it is just amazing, the energy and and the, I think some churches are just way too serious.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. The Baptist church is a whole different scene, especially now. They definitely put it down, as the kids say. They really do. It's fun.
Well,
it is fun.
Say, tear the roof off.
Oh yeah, tear the roof off. That's what they do.
That's
funny, but that's what they do. That
so
is exactly what they do.
So when was your first break that somebody said, "Oh, this young lady's got it"?
Well, the first it took a while, but I was. My mother was in a car accident, and I overheard my grandparents talking, and they were saying that my mother would not be able to walk again or do whatever again. And I told my grandmother, I said, I've got to get a job to help out. And, you know, being like 11, 12, your grandparents are your greatest supporters.
Sure.
My grandmother said to me, "Oh, that's good, baby. That's good." And she didn't discourage me. She
right.
said, "Oh, that's great, baby." Then I looked in the newspapers, and at that particular time, I was actually doing hair after school. For one of the parishioners at the church, she had a beauty salon. And I used to wash people's hair, and, you know, they would give me a tip. And then she never let me do anything else, just, you know, wash the hair. And I said, "I want to be a beautician." So my mother said, "I don't think so." she was adamant about it. She said, "I don't think so." And then I told her, I said, "Well, I wanna do hair." Mom said, So when I overheard this conversation with my grandparents, and I told her that I wanted to get a job, and my grandmother said, "That's nice, baby." And then I started looking in the paper for a job.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happened? It was it was about a month. A month, maybe two, that I had been looking in the papers for an after-school job. And I came across an ad that said, "Singers wanted. One that could play, that one who plays piano and sings well." And then the next line, it said, "Could read music."
Oh.
Well, I told my grandmother, I said, "Oh, heck, Grandma, I can do that. I can read music. I can read music. I can play." So my grandmother said, "Oh, that's very good, baby." But she just ignored me, you know. Just yeah, she didn't discourage me, but she sort of like, you know, pushed it to the side. So I called this woman who placed the ad in the paper, and her name was Willa Ward Moultrie. Now, Willa Ward Moultrie was the sister of the infamous Clara Ward.
Oh.
Clara Ward had, I mean, she was doing music, writing songs, recording. I did not know that that was her sister. Well, I went over to her house with my grandmother and my mother, And I started to play for her, and she said, "Oh my God, you have got a set of pipes on you, and you can play." And I said, "Yes, ma'am," because my parents had taught me to be very respectful.
Oh,
I
yeah.
said, "Yes, ma'am," and she said, "I want to use you when we record." And I said, "Yes, ma'am." And at the time, I did not know they were recording for Chubby Checker, recording for Bobby Rydell, recording
Lord.
For Freddie Cannon. I mean, these big people, and I did not, I'm sorry to say, I had never heard any of these folks. Coming from the church, you know, I never would.
Sure.
Well, I started with Willa Ward. Mm-hmm. And the first record we background was Peanuts, Peanut.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Peanut is my nickname.
Oh.
I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything to anybody. I said, "Oh, my God." I said, "They're calling my name. This song is about me." And I'm like, and it was funny because I thought that this song was about me, never realizing that it was another song and something else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm crazy. So I started backgrounding for all of these folk, and this one day we did records for Chubby Checker.
Oh.
So they had a solo part on Chubby Checker's song, and they didn't know what they wanted, you know. They just said, "Can you sing this song?" And I'm like, I looked at the lyric, and I looked at the melody of the song,
mm-hmm.
and I started playing it on the piano. And I said, "Yes, sir, I can." And that's how it happened.
Oh, my.
I sang background on Chubby Checker's Slow, Slow Twisting.
Well.
And the rest is history. They changed my name. they changed my name. They said, "Do you have a name, kid?" And I said, "My name is Dionne LaRue."
Mm-hmm.
And they said, no, that'll never do. And I said, "Excuse me, but that is my Christian name."
Yeah.
I mean, I can't help it if my father was French. I can't help it if my mother was African American. I had nothing to do with that. So they said, "Well, we got to change your name." So he said, Cowman said, "Well, what do they call you, kid?" And I said, "My brother calls me D." He said, "D." He said, "What key do you sing in, girl?" And I said, "D flat," which is really weird for a woman, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a contralto key, and I am a contralto. So he said, "We'll call you D sharp."
There you go.
And that
My
was
God.
It.
Oh.
That was it. And this took about 3 months. That's all it took, 3 months.
Wow. Do you remember the first time you heard one of your records on the radio?
Oh, yeah. I'd snapped out. I'd snapped out. I was like, "Oh, my God. It's me. It's just me." But I couldn't tell anybody.
Oh, you couldn't?
I couldn't tell my friends at school. I couldn't
wow.
tell anybody that I was actually making over $500 a week. And at that time, that was good money.
Oh, my Lord.
I was making $500 a week from the studio sessions and
mm-hmm.
making another $500 and $550 a week playing for these churches. So I was like, my mom was holding her lap open and the money was dropping in it. You know what I mean?
My
it
Lord.
Was just, it was hysterical. And this went on for about at least 3 years. At least 3 years. And then this, then we did the song, and that was all she wrote.
Your grandfather was very perceptive, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. I mean, he was. He died in 1967, and it was devastating for me because I loved him so much. If he had told me to go jump in the river, and I know I can't swim, I would have done it because he said it. And I would know, I knew that nothing would happen. Nothing would ever happen to me. So,
man, yours.
He was just a wonderful person. But the funny part about my granddad had the gift of sight. That the old people say that when you have the gift of sight, you can see things in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandfather used to sit me on his knee and tell me that one day people all over the world would know my name. I had no idea what he meant. I didn't ask him what he meant because I really wasn't interested. I was just saying, yes, sir, okay, Pop. And that was it. But he predicted it. He predicted this. I had
no idea.
God, he was very perceptive, perceptive.
Our guest tonight, Dee Dee Sharp, man, that almost brought tears to my eyes. We're going to take a short break. We're going to be right back with a fantastic show tonight. Our guest is Dee Dee Sharp, musical legend of the 60s, and still belting out those tunes and still knocking them dead.
Well, praise God, I'm trying.
I bet you are. This is Larry Batson, and you are listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more of Larry Batson's Wild World here on Blog Talk Radio.
Sassy! Sassy!
This week's episode, Bobcat in the Cave.
Gosh, Johnny, playing in the cave sure is neat. Oh, boy, a kitty cat.
Sassy, the kitty cat's yelling.
What, Sassy? It's not a kitty? It's a bobcat? Speaking of cats, you like to stress the importance of adopting cats from animal shelters? Over 5 million cats go into animal shelters every year? And with millions of healthy cats to choose from, it's a shame more people don't adopt from shelters.
This bobcat, heavy. Help, Sassy!
Why bother? We'll just get into more trouble tomorrow?
What's that supposed to mean? Oh, nuts.
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
At 1 second, I'm having a smoke taken into view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Welcome back to Larry Batson's Wild World here on Blog Talk Radio. Once again, here's your host, Larry Batson.
We're going to be back with Dee Dee Sharp in just a few moments. Gosh, what a great show tonight. We want to remind everyone, or I shouldn't say remind, but tell everyone, the next week's show is going to be very special as well as tonight's. Remembering Moogie Klingman, the keyboard songwriter, singer, with Todd Rundgren, who recently passed away. We're going to bring back a couple of his bandmates from Utopia. Ralph Shuckett, John Sigler is going to be here. It's all Moogie next week. It's going to be a
Another great hour, so we encourage everyone to tune in and tell your friends, because all of our programs can be downloaded after the initial live broadcast forever. So we encourage you to go back to tonight's show and shows from the past. We've had some dandies as well as tonight's, and it's just been great. We also want to thank Tire Service Plus and owner Jerry Jones, taking care of America's auto maintenance needs. They keep our animal truck on the road, traveling thousands of miles with our wild animal ambassadors. Give them a call, 317-243-0700. Also, iKidsFishing.com. It's the first kids fishing show in the USA, starring kids, teaching kids how to fish. 40 million fishermen spending $45 billion a year. That's amazing. The iKids Fishing Show is a keeper. More info at We Want You Cottages at Chautauqua Lake in western New York. Here's their website, www.wewanchu.com. It is one of America's finest fishing resorts. And we also want to thank all of our individual underwriters that help support our program. Keep us on the air every week. Go to my website, LarryTheAnimalGuide.com, and you can contact me there, and we'll tell you how easy it is to be an underwriter for Larry Batson's Wild World. Those are a few of our underwriters and supporters that make it possible for Larry Batson's Wild World to be on Blog Talk Radio. What an amazing voice. Dee Dee Sharp joins us. Gosh, Dee Dee. When you hear those songs, I bet it brings back lots of memories from that moment that you recorded those.
Oh, yeah, it does. It really does. It's funny. I mean, it just makes me laugh how we hid it from my grandfather. We did not tell him that I had made this song called The Mashed Potatoes. But my grandfather was a minister. And we hid that from him. We hid it from him until the Dick Clark show, until the American Bandstand came on. Mm-hmm. And I had already taped the show. And my brother and my cousins and my uncle, who just passed away recently, mm-hmm. we were all in the living room watching the television set that my uncle had bought for us. And my grandfather, you know, came in and he said, what are you guys doing? And we said, we're nothing. And he didn't like us to lie to him. He said, what are you guys doing? And he said, we're watching the Dick Clark show. And my grandfather said, well, why are you watching that? You should be, you know, doing your schoolwork. And I was like, oh, Lord, how can I tell him that I've sang this song and that I'm on the television? So finally, my brother blurted out, we're watching D on television. I said, oh, my God. And that's how he found out that I was Dee Dee Sharp. That's how he found out. He saw me on the television.
What a story.
And it was funny. But they had already taped the show.
Yeah.
They had already taped the show, and he saw me singing on TV. And he was like, well, how did you, what? And I'm like, Grandpa, I have to talk to you. I said, I got to tell you something. and I don't know how to tell it to you, but I sat down and I talked to him, and he said to me, as long as you remember, you're going to do it, I know you're going to do it, but as long as you remember who Christ the Savior is,
mm-hmm.
and that he died for our sins, mm-hmm. and that you give your tithes, you know, to the church, it's okay. I mean, we got letters upon letters upon letters about how could you let her sing these songs and the whole nine. And my grandfather said, this is what she's chosen to do, and nobody has a right to say anything about it.
That's right.
And that was the way he handled the situation. But he was such, oh, my God, he was so, I loved this man so much. I still love him. I keep a picture of he and my grandmother in my family room.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've got all, you know, photos of all of our family members. But he was just a special guy. He was tall, he was dark, and he was handsome. He was just a special guy.
Did he happen to tell them how much you were giving to the church?
No. No, he never divulged that. He went to his grave never divulging that. No. Mm-mm. He didn't talk much. You know, he was a kind and a quiet man.
Mm.
He was a kind and a quiet man. And if, you know, he didn't like something, you knew it. He would give you that, you know, scowl look on his face and like,
yeah.
What the heck? But he was wonderful. You can tell I love my granddaddy.
Well, he sounds like he has such a strong spirit. I know that you probably feel his presence every day.
Oh, I do. I do. I do. I do. My grandfather, he was my mother's father.
Mm-hmm.
He was my mother's father, but he was like a dad, because my parents were divorced. He was like a dad to us, and he was just a loving man. He was a holy man. That's the way I look at it. He was a holy man.
Very,
what a
very
sweet
special
guy. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Taking a step back, what was it like to be on the set of American Bandstand?
Oh, my Lord. Well, coming from a person that couldn't dance. I can't dance. I cannot dance a lick. I have no sense of the left foot, the right foot. I can't dance. My brother used to try and teach me how to do the mashed potatoes. Well, I just learned enough to do a little bit and stop, and
mm-hmm.
do a little bit and stop. He did his damnedest to try and help me out, and for all these years, I have been faking it because I never could dance. So when people see me now,
mm-hmm.
and they expect for me to dance, I said, no, you're barking up the wrong tree, baby, because I can't do it. I can't do it. I can sing. I can play piano. I can play organ, but I cannot dance. Dancing is not in my blood. Uh-uh. No. No, I can't. And I don't fool myself either.
Well, I think it's far more impressive, not only being a wonderful, fantastic singer, that you're able to play those instruments, than dance. And I mean, that's true talent. I mean, that's just, I always enjoy the artist that sings as well as plays an instrument.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah. I can't think of, I'm after 60, the memory starts to go. the young lady who's had so many hits that plays the piano, now she kind of gets away from it, and when she performs live, and I just think,
Aretha Franklin or Alicia Keys?
Alicia Keys, yes.
Yes, yes. She's great.
just
good
fantastic.
Singer. Oh, yeah, she's great. She really is. But I can understand why people don't really dance. I can also understand when they do. But I find that I can do one or the other well. I can either play well or I can sing well. But playing and singing together don't really mix. I applaud the fact that she can do it, but I also understand that it is very difficult to do that.
It is.
And sometimes you can't do it. It depends upon what you're feeling and how you're feeling and what you're pulling from the audience. And sometimes when you feel certain ways, the audience will pick up on that vibe.
Sure.
And you can't hide it. You cannot hide it. You have to feel it. You have to believe it. And quite frankly, I never believed I could dance. So that's a part of why I don't do it so well. But I do love to sing and to play.
When you perform live, do you see your grandfather in the audience or feeling when you walk out to perform?
I feel his presence every time I walk out of the door. I feel his presence every time I walk in my house. I feel his presence every time I walk on the stage.
It's a lot. He gives you a lot of strength.
He's like standing. He's like standing there, telling me, "Go for it, baby. Just go for it."
You're so lucky.
He is standing there and telling me to go for it. In my office, I have a picture of my mother over my desk, and she is my inspiration as well. Because, you know, a lot of entertainers got involved with drugs, got involved with a whole lot of things. But my mother basically kept me sane. She would not allow me to do certain things, regardless of how much I jumped up and down. She wouldn't let me. You can get angry if you want to. I really don't care. That's what her feeling was. But I wasn't involved in that. I mean, a lot of entertainers, they, you know, were doing drugs. They were doing crack. They were doing reefer. They were doing whatever. Putting cocaine up their nose. I never got involved in that. And thank God. Thank God. I mean, to God be the glory. I would have not been where I am now.
Oh, it's ruined a lot of careers. It has ruined a lot of careers.
I saw Sly Stone on Unsung a couple of weeks ago. And I was truly shocked. He was so talented. Just a talented individual succumbed to drugs. I just couldn't believe it. Could not believe it.
Well, think of the success he would have had if that hadn't become a part of his life. I mean, if he was still at it, they'd be filling stadiums now.
Mm-hmm. I believe so.
He's a powerful man. I mean, he's just amazing.
A talented individual.
Oh, my Lord.
I mean, his talent was unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable talent. And it just diminished due to the usage of drugs. I mean, I don't get it. I'm too afraid of needles. I don't even want to take a blood test, okay?
No, I'm with you.
I don't even like taking a blood test. That's how bad I am. I don't even like blood tests. Although I know that if you live in the United States, you have to have them every now and then. But I don't like it.
No, I don't look at them when they stick the needle in my arm. I tell them. I might pass out, and they look at me and say, "You handle snakes and alligators and bears and lions and tigers?" And it doesn't matter. I cannot stand.
Oh, I can't be bothered with that. But yes, I do feel my parents' presence. I really do. I feel their presence every time I go out on the stage.
Now, later you became part of the disco era, and I was reading some notes here with the Philadelphia International All-Stars, and watched some great talent you had a chance to perform with. Lou Rawls, Billy Paul, Teddy Pendergrass, the OJs, Archie Bell.
Well, I had Gamble, who was my ex-husband at the time, my husband at the time, he wanted to put together a company so that all of our artists could work, but they needed grooming. And since I had previously had the training being an artist, I had to go through modeling and charm school. I had to go through acting classes. I had to go through all kinds of stuff so that I could perform. He said, well, since you've done all of that, you might as well help these guys out. And that was the OJs, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, the Intruders, and Billy Paul. And it was just, that's the way it was. I mean, I was married to the man, so.
Sure.
I mean, whatever, you know. It was all for one and one for all. I mean, at least that's what I thought it was, okay? that's funny. But that really did help those guys' careers, because I wasn't singing at that particular time.
Mm-hmm.
I was going back to school to get my degree.
Oh.
Yeah, I have a clinical psychology degree with a PhD.
Oh, you should spend some time with Dr. Day then. He needs to
I was laughing the whole time he was doing it. It was just funny the way he says things. I mean, that's just wild.
Well, thank you. The way
he says it is just wild. I was giggling the whole time. I was giggling the whole time.
Well, that's why we call it the Wild World News.
I was giggling the whole time. I mean, I couldn't contain myself. I was like, oh, Lord, please don't let me laugh out loud. Because I know that I have a crazy laugh. Please, Lord, don't let me laugh out loud.
Oh, we love it, though.
Oh, but it was funny.
So when you had this group of performers, may I ask which one you thought, oh, this is going to be impossible?
Well, they all were, as far as I was concerned, because
they were
all men.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
They were all men. And men do not take kindly to a woman telling them what to do.
Yeah.
Men don't, you know, I had a partner in that business. It was Huga Management Company, Huff and Gamble spelled backwards. His name was Ernie Pep. Now, Ernie Pep passed away a long time ago, and he would tell me, Dee Dee, don't get upset if they don't listen. I said, no, I'm not going to get upset. I'm just going to clamp down. And what I meant by that was no work. The artists have to work in order to make a living. And
sure.
The thing that I felt that they wouldn't listen, clamp down. Not book them in anything. Not put them in anything, in any situation other than recording. And they finally got the message. They finally got the message.
So you didn't have to slap them around any? Or?
Oh, no. These guys were all tall. I mean, I'm a little short thing, 5 feet.
Well, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does. I mean, these guys were all taller than I was. And I did not, I refused to get upset. I refused to argue. I refused to scream and holler. I mean, that wasn't my bailiwick. I just wouldn't do that. But what I did do was to point them in the right direction.
Oh.
And that is what I wanted done. Whatever I wanted done, they had to do. And they knew all along it was right. But then
sure they, did.
They would get stubborn, and they were like, oh, no, they don't want to do that. No, mm-mm. No, I don't argue. I don't argue. No, mm-mm. Carry it. You know, my grandfather taught me to walk softly and carry a big stick.
There you go.
Walk softly, carry a big stick. I don't even worry about it.
Well, I call my wife the bipedal Wolverine. She's a little short gal herself, but oh my gosh!
How tall is she?
What do we say? She's 4 inches taller than a munchkin.
That's what we decided.
That's what my husband says about me. Oh my lord! Did you have a favorite among the bunch that you liked?
Among the groups.
Yeah, between Lou and Billy Paul. Or...
Let's see. Well, Billy and his wife Blanche, I love them to death.
Mm-hmm.
We are still friends. We get along very well. They don't live too far from me. Let's see. Archie Bell and his wife. I love her. She's so sweet. Let's see. Phil Terry, who was with the Intruders.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife, we get along very well. I had a little problem with the OJs.
OJs.
Oh, they just didn't want to do what I needed them to do. Harold Melvin has passed, but his wife still manages the group. And she is absolutely a doll, just a doll. Now, I did not manage Lou Rawls. I did, however, work with him a lot. Jerry Butler, Jerry and his wife, Annette, I love them to death. They have been my friends for over 45 years.
My gosh.
They are just amazing. And Jerry did the Dee Dee album for me. He produced that album.
Mm-hmm.
Phil Terry produced the What Color Is Love album. Let's see. I can't remember his last name, right? It just escaped me right now. Bobby produced the Happy About the Whole Thing, which I wrote. I wrote the title cut on that. I wrote a couple of songs on that particular album.
So
what's called? It's called Happy About the Whole Thing.
So what's going on now? What are performances coming up and things we need to
God.
Talk about?
I just did. On June 30th, if you go to MickeyB.com, you're going to see Mickey B, who is a disc jockey from New York City, with me singing "Slow Twisting."
Oh
yeah, it's funny. He's crazy. He's a nut. I pick and choose the jobs that I want.
I'll bet.
I don't do a whole bunch of work now, but I pick and choose what I want to do and what I don't want to do. But I do perform. I still perform. You have to go to my website, ddsharp.com, www.ddsharp.com. We have a lot of interviews that we're doing with a lot of the artists and some that are friends. We're doing one this week with Chubby Checker. The next week we're doing one with Russell Tompkins from the Stylistics. And the following week we're doing one with Gary U.S. Bonds. So people that I've worked with and people that I'm friendly with, we're going to get them on.
But there'll probably be no OJs on.
Well, you know what? if the opportunity presents itself, I will call them. If when they're in the area, I will call them and see if they'll do the show.
Yeah. Well, they've got to act right. That's all.
Yeah.
I can say.
Oh, yeah. They, you know, they do now. They do now.
What an amazing
person. They act real
are.
Right now. But since I'm no longer managing them, it's fine.
But what an amazing person you are. What a thrill it has been to talk to you tonight, and I knew it would be.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh,
thank you so much. I just ask the fans to keep me in their prayers.
Oh,
keep me in their prayers. That's all. And go to DeeDeeSharp.com and hear the podcast, and you can reach me at jcpower54.com at yahoo.com. jcpower54@yahoo.com. That's how you can get to me.
Oh, my Lord. What a great show, Dr. Day.
Wow. In the presence of music royalty.
and
Dion LaRue, what a beautiful name.
I thank you so much, and they didn't like my name.
It's perfect.
They told me it sounded like a French stripper.
That may be the quote of the year.
Yeah, they told me they told me it sounded like a French stripper, but it was my real name. I don't get it. I have no idea.
Oh, my gosh.
I have no idea.
It's certainly a pleasure to have you, and we'll have to do this again. Gosh, and we didn't even have a chance to talk about your dogs, and I told you earlier.
Well, you know what? You got to go on iTunes and download the Christmas CD.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas in July, Christmas CD. I actually have done a Christmas CD, and you know what? You'll be very happy that you did.
Oh, I'm going there. Tomorrow. Absolutely.
DeeDee Sharp,
well, it's been,
Christmas.
It's been a pleasure to have DeeDee Sharp on the show tonight. Gosh, we'll be floating on a cloud for the rest of the week. next week on the show, remembering Moogie Klingman. Folks, gosh, I don't know how to follow this. Have a great week, everybody. And you've been listening to, and thanks to Melissa Hovey and Wayne Larson before I forget, and of course, Dr. Day. And have a great week. You've been listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. Good night, everybody.
God bless.
God bless.
Thanks for listening this week to Larry Batson's Wild World. Be sure to join us again next week at 10 p.m. for more of the latest outdoor and wildlife news and information, along with great tales from your host, world-renowned wildlife expert, Mr. Larry Batson. Tune in again next week for another exciting edition of Larry Batson's Wild World. Larry Batson's Wild World is a Batson Wildlife Educational Services production in association with Blog Talk Radio.